The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Welcome. And it's wonderful that technology allows us to be together in this way, in this wonderful way, of people around California, or perhaps other places. And just to welcome you, it would be lovely to just for you to unmute yourself and maybe say a quick hello and where you are calling in from tonight. I'm Nikki. I'm in Mountain View. I'm at home in Mountain View, California. Go.
I'm Lisa. I'm in Berkeley, California.
Hello, I'm Helen.
Hi, Lisa.
I'm in Redwood City, California.
Hi, Helen.
Hi. I'm Megan. I'm in Santa Cruz, California.
Hi, Megan. Welcome.
I'm Matt. I'm calling from Provo, Utah.
Hi, Matt. Welcome from Utah.
I'm Abraham. I'm in Palo Alto. Thank you.
Hello, Abraham from Palo Alto. Welcome.
Hi, it's Barry in Washington, D.C.
Hi, Barry. Welcome from the East Coast.
Thank you.
I'm Don in Woodside.
Don. Hi, Don. Hi, from Woodside. This is great. Beautiful. This is lovely. Great. So I will start, and just to let you know, we're also trying live streaming on YouTube, but only my video. My video is visible for privacy reasons. So your voice will be heard as if you were at IMC and you were taking the mic, but your face, even though you can see each other in gallery view, but it's not on YouTube. Just to let you know, in case you're wondering how this is all being cobbled together tonight. But you're welcome to switch to gallery view and see each other, which is quite lovely to see each other. Yeah, wonderful. So I like to start, and I'm going to mute everyone just in case there is background noise. Great. So so welcome. And for tonight's practice together, the theme that I'd like to share is practicing equanimity, the Brahma Vihara of equanimity in challenging times. So equanimity is one of the four Brahma Viharas, and the Brahma Viharas are often translated as the heavenly abodes, really the home of our heart. And those four, the first one is metta, loving kindness, which we practice a lot. That's our go-to in this tradition, which is a sense of goodwill, warmth, care for other beings that we try to cultivate, not just for other beings, but for ourselves, 360, including ourselves, a sense of kindness and care. The second one of the four Brahma Viharas, heavenly abodes, is compassion. So when goodwill meets suffering in the world, it expresses itself as sense of compassion, care, concern for suffering, whether it's ours or others. The third of the Brahma Viharas is vicarious joy, when this goodwill, metta, number one, meets good fortune in the world, and happiness and joy arises. And it could be happiness and joy for others, or it may be gratitude for ourselves if we are feeling sense of uplift for our own good fortune. The fourth is equanimity, which is what we'll be practicing in happy hour tonight together. And equanimity, also translated as equipoise, is the practice of one way to think about it, actually, that the word upekkha itself, the word upekkha in Pali, can be translated as having a bird's eye view, having a bird's eye view of everything that's happening. So the opposite of equanimity would be if you have just a narrow view of, you know, a tunnel vision, and you're really stuck in seeing things in a very limited particular way. Whereas equanimity, if you were actually had a bird's eye view and really saw all the causes and conditions of what is happening and what's arising and passing in the world, there would be a sense of ease and openness, of having this expansive, spacious view of what's arising and passing. And it's important to say that equanimity, sometimes erroneously, it arises for people this sense of being aloof. That couldn't be further from the truth. In fact, aloofness or not caring is considered to be what's translated as the near enemy. So it can masquerade. I like actually the word masquerader. So aloofness can masquerade as equanimity, but it's not equanimity. It's not caring. Equanimity is a sense of warmth. It has warmth and care in it. Otherwise, it wouldn't have been lumped with the other Brahmaviharas. Okay? So there is a sense of care. There is so much care that actually there is a sense of stable presence. If there was no care, you wouldn't be present. You would just check out, right? Whereas the act of actually caring and being with is an act of care, is an act of holding witness, an act of being with in a way, in a spacious way. And also to say another way equanimity relates to the other Brahmaviharas, the other three, is that it forms the foundation. It really forms the foundation. Without equanimity, without this sense of spaciousness and balance, equipoise, the other three would veer into their opposites or their near enemies. For example, metta, instead of being love and care without attachment, without expectation of return or expectation of any outcome, it would become attached love. If there was no equanimity and spaciousness, it would be, I have metta for you. If you have metta for me, I'm going to wish well for you so that you will do this thing for me. So it will become conditional instead of being free and really. And so having a sense of ease, and the other ones also. Another way that I like to think and invite you to consider equanimity, besides spaciousness and airiness, openness of view, is to feel into it as a stability. So there's a sense of stability that you're not knocked over, and actually embodiment, which we will do at the beginning of the guided meditation tonight, a sense of embodiment really helps with a sense of stability. And you can think that if you're sitting on a bedrock, you know, the same way that, say, a statue of Kuan Yin is stable, or the Buddha sitting on a platform of stability, that sense of stability allows the unmoving for you to be with things as they arise and as they pass, not being knocked over. So with that as a preamble, what I'd like to invite us in the guided meditation would be first an invitation to stabilize, arrive in our bodies with the breath, and then move into the formal practice of equanimity and offer some phrases. And of course, it perhaps doesn't need any mention, but the practice of equanimity is very supportive in this crazy, unprecedented, challenging time, whether you're personally affected and where actually, I take that back, given that you're personally affected, we are all personally affected. Every single one of us in different levels and amounts, our hearts, our minds, our bodies are affected. And we are concerned for people that we care about and love, as well as all beings everywhere, sharing concern for our whole planet and all beings on this planet. So the practice of equanimity, which again is not aloofness, and you'll see as we practice together, can really support the sense of stability going through difficulty, living through challenging times with stability, with grace, with stability, and without turning away, without being stably here. So with that, I'd like to invite you to get into your meditation pose, whether you're sitting on a chair or a cushion, or whether you like to move, you need to move right now to make yourself more comfortable. This is the perfect time to do that. And I'm going to move and sit cross-legged on my chair, which is more comfortable for me, and take a sip of water since I've been talking. Okay. I will mute everyone in case of background noise. Great. So it's not personal, it's just because of the background noise there. So as you are sitting or perhaps even lying down, if that's a more comfortable position for you, arriving in your chair, arriving in your cushion, and landing in this body, in this moment. Connecting with the sensations of this body, contacting the floor, your feet, your legs, your bottom. Sense of connection, being connected to the earth via your chair or cushion. A sense of stability. Taking your seat. Taking your seat with integrity in this humanness. In this shape or form, showing up right now in this life. Allowing your back to be supported. Sitting upright, yet comfortably, sitting with integrity. And if you need to shift your posture, that's fine too, so that you can feel a sense of integrity. It's perfectly fine to adjust. In fact, I will model sitting with a sense of integrity. Feeling your connection to the earth. Sitting upright as if a mountain, your head tall. And letting your entire body relax. Sitting with integrity, your whole body can be soft, all your muscles. In fact, let's check in with the body, piece by piece. Checking in with your hands. Both feeling the connection with, as they're touching each other or touching your lap. Helping you become more aware of the sensations. And also relaxing. Oh, giving up, offering up any tension. Any holding. Moving up through your wrists, elbows, shoulders. Relaxing your whole arm, letting it drop. Moving up, softening your neck, your shoulders. Might be an area we hold a lot of tension. Moving further up. Your face, relaxing the forehead, relaxing your eyes, resting in their socket, relaxing your cheeks, letting gravity pull down. Relaxing your jaw. Maybe even letting your mouth fall open a little bit. Not resisting gravity. Moving down. Relaxing your chest if there's any tightness holding. Your abdomen. The groin area, the sit bones. Your upper legs, offering up. Your knees, lower legs, ankle and feet. And checking in with your whole body. Mindfulness of the whole body sitting and breathing. Noticing if there's any tension crept in and asking yourself gently, can I let go of more tension at the end of the next out breath? Even if your body feels completely relaxed at the end of the next out breath, let go of some more and surprise yourself. Receiving the breath as it moves throughout your body. In breath and out breath. Receiving, receiving. Relaxing and receiving. The breath in the abdomen and throughout the body. Take a few minutes just to be with the breath. In breath and out breath to calm and settle the mind. As if it were a lullaby, settling, calming. And if you find your awareness, your attention has wandered and I was resting on a plan, a memory, a thought, a worry. It's okay. Perhaps gently bowing to whatever thought has arisen so that there is no conflictual relationship. And then ever so gently letting it go, fade away into the background. Let the breath and the body be foreground right now. There's nothing wrong with thinking in general, but just right now, we're trying to settle and collect the mind. That's all. Letting yourself enjoy, take delight. In each breath, the magnificence, the mystery of each breath being breathed. Taking delight, enjoying, just witnessing this breath like this. And now having tilled the soil by inviting our mind to settle as much as has been available to us right now is fine. No need to judge yourself. Now, if you wish, I'd like to invite you maybe to perhaps for a moment. Imagine you were sitting on top of a mountain with a bird's eye view. This body, not losing the contact with your body, feeling your body, stable, grounded, sitting, connected to the earth. What if the sense of stability is also having a spacious aspect, element to it? 360-degree view. All around. Seeing valleys, villages, trees, rivers, clouds. As a metaphor for seeing, for having a bird's eye view. There are so many causes and conditions. A bird's eye view of so many causes and conditions in your life and in the world. Both in space and in time. All the causes and conditions that have been, that have brought you to this point, humanity to this point. This web, so many things, wow. And not with a sense of overwhelm, but with a sense of appreciation and wonder. The vastness of this web. That you are a part of this web. You play a part. And this web of causes and conditions is vast. So as you feel your body with a sense of stability, feeling spaciousness. And if this vision at any point feels overwhelming for you, just come back to your body and your breath. Feeling connected, rooted, stable. And if it is okay, there is stability. Allowing yourself to feel the stability of connectedness to the earth. As if sitting on a bedrock, unmovable, in the midst of all this. And a sense of spaciousness. Bird's eye view of all the comings and goings. I'll offer a couple of phrases of equanimity. For you, you can choose and silently recite whatever you wish, variations to yourself. No matter how I might wish things to be otherwise, things are as they are right now. No matter how I might wish things to be otherwise, things are as they are right now. no matter how I might wish things to be otherwise, things are as they are right now. No matter how I might wish for things to be otherwise, things are as they are right now. As an acknowledgement, as a peaceful, peaceful acknowledgement of reality, so that we are not in conflict with what is happening. Not denying what is actually unfolding right now. If you wish a shorter version, also say, things are as they are right now. Things are as they are right now. Or for some people, the shorter version of it is what it is helpful. It is what it is. Alternatively, may I be at peace, or may I accept. May I be undisturbed. By the comings and going of events. With equanimity and balance. May I have peace, or may I have equanimity in the midst of all this. May I be at peace, or may I accept? They're rising and passing of all things with equanimity and balance. You are welcome to choose whatever variation that works for you. This can be a creative practice. May I meet the comings and goings of events with stability, and spaciousness. Or back to the first one. No matter how I might wish, no matter how I might wish, things to be otherwise. Things are as they are right now. Things are as they are right now. It is like this right now. For the last moment of the sit, holding whatever arose or did not arise during the sit with equanimity. May I accept, may I be at ease with whatever arose or did not arise. Whatever is arising or not arising in this moment. May I meet it with peace and balance, dignity and spaciousness. Thank you all. Before we move to practice and communities and connecting, which is particularly important these days, just want to ask, maybe popcorn style, unmuting yourself and saying how you feel right now, what word is coming up for you.
Calm.
Calm.
Peaceful.
Peaceful.
More power.
More power.
I'm going to say resilient again.
Say that again.
Resilient.
Resilient.
And well.
Fantastic.
Say again?
Enthusiastic.
Enthusiastic. Lovely. Beautiful.
A revealing and surprising calm.
I heard the first word.
Said a revealing and surprising calm.
Lovely.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. A revealing and surprising calm. Beautiful. Any other contributions?
Cared for.
Lovely. And I'm sorry if I missed any words. What was this one?
Health, my health and all my loved ones and friends and everybody.
Reflection on health of everyone that's arising for you. Yeah, thank you. Thank you all. So at this time, we'll move into a brief time for connection and sharing and the sense of embodiment and stability that you have through this practice, through the guided meditation, the invitation is to continue with that, to continue to tap in and feel into this stability. Feel your body as you will be speaking in the groups. So, and a sense of warmth and care, because you'll be holding presence for others. You won't be turning away thinking about what you're going to say, what you're going to do. So you're showing up for each other in the small groups in a moment is an act of equanimity. With care, you're going to show up. And whatever arises, you will hold witness to. And for yourself too. Whatever arises for you, holding with spaciousness and with a sense of integrity and stability. So we'll be in groups of three, and each person will have a couple of minutes to share. I will broadcast in the rooms. And it's brief, it's less than 10 minutes. The whole thing would be maybe 8 minutes or so, setting up, etc. And sense of connecting with these other beautiful people who are joining us from various places in the world. And the prompt is, how are you? How are you? And you can take that as, how are you right now after this meditation? And if you wish, you can also make it more general. Whatever calls to you, whatever comes out of your mouth is the right thing to say. How are you right now? And other people will holding space, not interrupting, not asking questions, just deep listening. How are you? How are you? Okay. So with that, I'm going to create the breakout rooms. And let's see. Let me look at the breakout rooms. Here we go. Okay. I think they are all, all right. I need to do some adjusting here. Sorry. The joys of online. Okay. Recreate the rooms. Here we go. Okay. All right. I think that's going to work. Okay. So let me make sure. Yes. Okay. Look at it one more time. Going once, going twice. Yes, I think we're good. Okay. So, and one room is going to have 4 people. And I think it's all good. So here we go. Rooms are open. Okay, I believe everyone should be back from the rooms. So would love to hear a few reflections about the practice, what came up for you, and also questions about the equanimity practice and this challenging time. So you can raise your hand if I may not see you raising hand because of but you can raise your hand by clicking the 3 dots on your name and raising your hand, and I'll see you. If the technology doesn't work for you, then try to raise your hand. I may or may not see you. I'll do my best. So any questions or reflections, please.
Excuse me. It also works if you just press the space bar while you talk.
Okay. Thank you for that. No questions, no reflections whatsoever. Nothing came up for you. Come on, you guys.
All right.
Great. This is Helen speaking. Great.
Yes. Well, it was obvious that in our group, we're all dealing with a lot. We're all dealing with a lot, and we are managing. It is an anxious time. Yeah, we have to manage and find ways how to cope. But that's all.
Yeah, so the acknowledgement that it is a challenging time. It is what it is. And me wishing it to be otherwise is not going to make it otherwise. And what kind of resources to actually to acknowledge the resources that you have to cope, to accept things as they are, which is the practice of equanimity instead of fighting reality. Yeah. Thank you, Helen.
And that was a beautiful meditation that you provided for us this evening. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah. Any questions, any comments? What did you notice either in the guided meditation or in the group practice together? Holding space for each other. Oh, Barry, your hand is up, please.
Great. Okay, yeah, hi. Thank you for the guided meditation. It was great. And I went to the retreat on Saturday, and that was the first time I had heard about equanimity practice. And lo and behold, that's tonight's topic. And I am excited about incorporating elements of that into my regular daily practice. I, for years, would say the serenity prayer over and over to myself, and it would calm me down. And it had like a powerful effect on me. And I think I'm going to use that to be part of my equanimity practice. My core practice is with the breath, but I want to use the two together. But yeah, I was dealing with dullness and torpor during the meditation. Yeah, I'm glad to be here. I the other person, I'll let her speak for herself. But yeah, we just talked about sort of what the meditation was like and what we thought of equanimity practice.
Thank you, Barry. And thanks for hanging in here, given that it's 3 hours later where you are. It's almost 10 p.m. So, yeah.
I usually go to bed at 4 a.m.
And the serenity prayer, I think that's another way of really tapping into the same concept of equanimity. So whatever works for you. Buddhism has a lot to offer, and there's so many traditions that it's basically, this is part of our humanity, human family, the way to face and be in with challenging times. So whatever wording works for you, by all means. That's great. Thanks for bringing that up. Trudy, you have unmuted yourself. You wanted to say something, or?
I think this is a perfect time for me to practice equanimity, because again, connecting it to the serenity prayer, there's so much that we can't change and things that we can, and yet that wisdom to know the difference is always crucial and difficult. So yeah, I like that idea of wedding the serenity prayer to the equanimity as a practice.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, great.
Can I say something?
Sure, Abraham, please.
Okay, what we talked about in our group was ways and means that we had been using resources to help us through difficult times. And obviously the stuff online at IMC has been a real benefit for a lot of people. One person had had a bicycle accident and so was shocked to see that as they were getting better, they didn't understand why everybody else was freaking out because they were feeling better. So that was a nice wrinkle on that. And I kind of had the same thing happen. I was on that online retreat that IMC had with the deepening meditation practice. And so I just continued being on retreat after it was over. So I've been on retreat now for some time. And I find that most of the time I'm really, really enjoying or appreciating where it is that I am at. And every now and then there's these moments where I freak out over something and then go back to, I guess, equanimity. And so that's been the experience. That's what we were doing.
Nice. Beautiful. Thank you. In the last minute left, anyone has had any questions about equanimity? Does it seem like aloofness for you? Any questions about that? That sometimes comes up. That feels like, oh, you're just giving up and saying, oh, things are as they are. And for anyone, did it feel like that? If it did, let's talk about it. It's important. If it did, please raise your hand. I'm not getting any takers. Okay. So it seemed like for folks, but actually I'm going to pause for one more moment just to make sure, because it's important to talk about that if it's veering into aloofness for anyone or a sense of resignation, which is it's not supposed to be.
Nikki, I have a comment. This may not be to your question.
Actually, I'm going to pause, if it's not about aloofness, I'm going to give that one more beat, because if anyone has that, I just want to make sure they feel comfortable to bring it up, to discuss it. Okay, no takers. All right, Bhupali, you have the last word.
Okay. You know, usually during the happy hour, right, there is, we can ask to think of one person that, you know, that comes to mind. And, but today it was like everybody, you know, I was wishing everybody to be happy and healthy and safe. You know, like so many people were coming to mind. So I think that's great.
Nice. Yeah. Thank you, Bhupal. I appreciate that. You've